as a project, I think equality project, we work towards eliminating prejudice, discrimination and racism across the county of Donegal, and we completely condemn the racist graffiti that is presented in the state, you know, in the local Lifford area. And I suppose when we're looking at that racist graffiti, you know, the intent behind it is most definitely considered threatening and oppressive, and I suppose imbued with hatred and prejudice. I suppose what's troublesome about this racist graffiti is that this overt act as well of racism is that it occurred only a short period, you know, after the publication of the National Action Plan Against Racism, which is Ireland's only national state-led approach to eliminate racism in all its forms in Ireland. And I think, you know, just after the publication of that plan and the dedication from the state and at a societal level to eradicate racism, that we're seeing acts, very crude acts like this, happening. And I suppose when I seen this act this morning, this graffiti this morning, you know, Minister Joe O'Brien was talking about communities against racism and funding would be allocated on the basis of that. I really think that Donegal needs to be considered and should not be forgotten about, because sometimes geographically as a county we're forgotten about funding to address the racism that is happening at the local level, you know. But I do believe as well that this act that we see on social media and the picture that has happened, you know, it's situated within the wider context of the anti-asylum and anti-refuge sentiment and discord that has happened across the country. And you know, we know this as well from the Irish Network Against Racism. There's a severe increase in reports of racism since 2021.
And you mentioned the action plan there, but obviously people aren't picking up on this. The message still isn't getting through to people that this isn't acceptable.
I think, you know, we as a community and a county, as people from Donegal, we must continue to work together as a collective. You know, we're stronger together, and we must work as a collective to reject racism, all expressions of hate within our communities. Because as a community, we are grounded in the common principle of humanity. And I think, you know, when we're talking about situations like this, people need to remember that, like in the words of Martin Luther King, who comes to mind, he says that a threat to anyone's human right is a threat to humanity itself. You know, when racist acts like this happen, it's very similar to homophobia happening against the LGBTQ plus community and acts of ableism against people with disabilities. So when people think, oh, that's just racism, that's against a certain group, these acts have an impact on all minority communities, all those who are protected under the 10 grounds. You know, they all exacerbate each other. And I think we have seen instances of goodwill among the communities in Donegal. But I really think if we revert back to standing in solidarity with each other and as a collective, to reject just all expressions of hate, and I hope that, you know, this, including all that this act may have been, that it opens the eyes of individuals that, you know, these acts are starting to escalate. It's going from discourse in shops and pubs and, you know, walking around your local community where people are making hateful remarks, and now it's actually going into acts where they're doing racist graffiti. And where does it go from there? You know, so we have to condemn these acts. And I know, you know, on social media this morning I was seeing that residents and neighbours in the state were completely condemning it, which is fantastic to see, and they're calling out. You know, so we're not saying, and I suppose one of the key messages is that racism, no one is born racist. Racism is taught. So if it's taught, it can be unlearned. And I do think that the National Action Plan Against Racism, it gives us the tools at that individual level between people to understand but also address racism across the country.